As you know, there's two different sacraments or rituals that the Lord, or traditions that the Lord left with us. One is the Lord's Supper, and the other is baptism, which is a picture of what Jesus Christ has done in our lives. It's a picture of us without God, living without Him, lost. And then because we see the love of God through the death of Jesus Christ, which paid for our sins, we are able to embrace Him again. And as we go under that water, it pictures that that old life that we have, where we're the center of life, is no longer gone. But we see God's love, we respond to God's love, we accept that forgiveness of sins, and as we come up out of the water, we are His and His alone. So it's a beautiful picture of what Christ has done for us. And today we've got Randy Frazier, who's going to come down here. And Randy's had a very powerful experience with the Lord, actually 3 decades ago. And he has come to a place where he has realized that he wants to do everything that God has asked him to do. And recently you've realized that that includes being baptized. And so I just want you to share with us your story, and we're gonna do that.
Amen. Good morning, Eastwood. I was 33 years old. I remember this like it happened yesterday. I was in the middle of building a very successful business. And I had gone to Nashville on business. And I had bought a brand new Mercedes about a month before that. And on the way up, I was admiring my new purchase. And had a good day of business. I was driving back, it was dark, and as I came across the Nickajack Dam, beautiful full moon, not sure what I was thinking about, but it's like God sat in that car with me at that moment. And that verse, a verse came to mind. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And that so impacted me right then. Sorry about that. And there in that car, I bowed my head and I gave my life and heart to Jesus. And I've never been baptized since then. There were some things that happened, even funny things. But the point I want to make is that I do want to follow what Christ commanded. And I was chasing all the wrong things that I thought was fulfilling me. And that night, driving across that dam, God broke my heart. And that's when I accepted Jesus. So, in obedience to Christ, I called Bill. I've been talking to Bill about this for a while. And I called him, I said, you know, I want to be baptized. And so, here I am.
Well, that's good. And I just want to say what's really good is that, you know, our salvation is not something that happens one time. As you can tell, 33 years later, God is still talking to Randy. And because of your desire to obey Him in every single thing, because He is the Lord of your life, I'm going to baptize you, my brother in Christ. So, Randy, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for your love. And there is nothing more amazing than the salvation that was purchased for us on that cross through the blood of Jesus Christ. To think that you would love us enough, that you would humble yourself and come in the form of a man in a way we cannot even understand, in order to connect with us so that we could see that no matter what we've done, what we've thought, or what we've said, you are willing to take that sin on your back and pay the penalty for it, that we might be free to be able to know and to live for and to love you, the creator of the universe, and the only one that knows our hearts and loves us fully. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.